Revolutionary Parenting, written by George Barna. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. Revolutionary Parenting is read by Scott and Christine Dente.
Introduction. Talk about product overload. Did you know that if you took all of the books available today on parenting and divided them by the number of days in a year, you discover that there has been an average of 10 new parenting books produced every day of the year for each of the past 21 years? That's more than 75,000 different parenting books currently at your disposal. That sure seems like overkill, don't you think? On the other hand, you can argue that such a vast quantity of parenting books would not have been produced unless there was a market for them. While few of those publications have reached bestseller status, we might safely assume that enough of them have been profitable to entice publishers to continue releasing new titles in this category. But why? With a glut of such books, some of which have penetrated deeply into our culture, do we need yet another take on parenting? That's a great question, and one that I struggled with for a long time while pondering the offer to write this book.
Five popular categories. En route to arriving at a satisfactory answer, I examined the titles and subtitles of the 100 best-selling books on parenting. You know, you can get a pretty good idea of the content of parenting books simply by exegeting the titles. The experts writing these 100 books, I learned, suggest that good parenting, or at least survival as a parent, encompasses 5 dimensions. According to these experts, a great parent needs certain personal attributes, such as patience, love, a positive attitude, and self-confidence. Secondly, some of the popular volumes spell out imperative parental practices, describing the importance of playing with children, establishing parental authority and control, meeting out discipline and punishment, resolving conflict with the child, developing an emotional connection, utilizing drugs and vaccinations to foster physical and mental health, and praying together. A third category says mandatory parenting philosophies and perspectives include coming to peace with one's own past, as well as knowing how to plan for effective parenting. Some of the requisite child-rearing skills, a fourth category, include the use of logic, creating efficient developmental systems, communicating effectively, and being well-organized. And last, what parent doesn't want to produce tangible outcomes in the child's life? The hot books suggest that such results include articulation, generosity, contentment, independence, a love of learning, physical fitness, and cultural sensitivity. Doesn't it make you tired just reciting everything the experts say you must master? But my exploration of what has been written about parenting, yes, I did dig beneath the titles, identified a significant weakness in the literature. Virtually every book is based upon personal observations, experiences, or assumptions. Very little of the content is based on objective, projectable research.
No evidence demanded. Most of these guides promote a particular point of view or parenting strategy, even though that approach has not been empirically tested or validated through some type of scientific process. Many of these authors are smart people, but by sharing their personal experience and pretty much basing their exhortations on that limited scope of reality, here's what we get: the isolated leading the desperate. For instance, parenting books typically ignore the motivation for engaging in parenting. The implied motivation is that parents should raise their child simply because the child exists and the parents are responsible for that reality. There is rarely any recognition of the fact that the child is a special gift and that raising children is a responsibility assigned to parents by God. As such, parenting bears an innate importance and an irrefutable connection to parenting principles furnished by God. Another example. Few books seem aware that God has designed every human being as a unique individual, eliminating the possibility of effective one-size-fits-all parenting strategies. While it is a natural temptation to want a standardized checklist of actions that produces predictably favorable results, the individuality of each person suggests that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?